Lowe's knows laundry day should be easy. Achieve maximum versatility with a dryer door that swings open either way, making load transfer from washer to dryer a breeze. Plus, with LG ThinQ, save time by controlling your washer remotely. Shop LG, America's most reliable line of home appliances, today at Lowe's. Based on independent reliability surveys 2021 to 2024 and select major appliances as compared to competing manufacturers offering full appliance lines. See associate for more details. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, exclusions apply. Valid 6/18 through 7/9.
Thanks for downloading this podcast from Love Sport Radio. For more, go to lovesportradio.com for all the latest podcasts, news, and views. Or for more, follow us at Love Sport Radio on Twitter.
Are listening to the Stoke City Fan Show on Love Sport Radio with me, Charlie Hawkins. Well, we missed you last week when the Stoke takeover normally happens. The chance for you to have your say on your team. Well, we are back and we're back with a vengeance. And who knows, since we've been away, it's not been going great for Stoke, has it? Back-to-back defeats. But you worry no more because me, you, Tom Jones and everyone, we're back to turn the tide, as we will in the next few games. Cardiff and Blackburn next, but a man to tell us all about those defeats and what is happening at Stoke, it is our resident correspondent, the brilliant Anthony Bunn from Duck Magazine. Anthony, good to have you on the show once more. Good to be chatting with you again. Back-to-back defeats. What is going on, my friend?
Evening, Charlie. You all right, mate?
Yeah, I'm good, mate. I'm not too bad. I'm assuming, though, at the minute with your current football team, I'm a little bit better than you.
Yeah, it hasn't been a brilliant week. I mean, we beat Charlton, was it, best part of 10 days ago, and thoughts have gone pretty well elsewhere. I think we're 7 points clear of the drop zone, and, you know, you're looking at putting a bit of a run together and kind of having a good end to the, you know, the season, and maybe even taking your foot off the pedal and kind of, you know, enjoying it a little bit. And then not only did we get two defeats, but other teams around us won as well. So we're right back in it now. And, you know, if you look at the fixtures coming up, I mean, we've got a couple of reasonably tricky fixtures, but, team, you know, Cardiff at home, Blackburn away, Blackburn are flying at the minute. But our season is, you know, if we can pick Emma, that goes this away, home, Reading away, Middlesbrough at home, Wigan away, Barnsley at home. That run of six games is the whole season now. So if we don't pick it up before the first week of April, from then you're looking at Leeds, Birmingham, Bristol City, Brentford and Forest to finish. So, yeah, it's squeaky bum time again.
Yeah, squeaky bum time again. And Anthony, I think you've hit the nail on the head there. What you just said, you know, it was 7 points clear. They had a couple of wins. It was better football. And I think maybe did the Stoke players, not intentionally, but just sort of maybe subconsciously, think they was out of the woods. You know, the race was done. They was out of it, concentrating now. You know, the pressure was off. And maybe in that, took their eye off the ball. And I say this in a way, I don't blame them whatsoever, because I'd done that. We'd done the show. There was that feel-good feeling. We were starting to see better performances. And I looked at the results and I thought, Stoke are all right now. They'll go on a little run, you know. They'll see out the end of the season. And then we can look to a first full year with Michael O'Neill. And it would just be better. And then we saw that defeat and I just thought, ah. And now all of a sudden, from 7 points to three, I feel like we're right back where we was maybe 6 weeks ago or just before Christmas.
Yeah, we are. I mean, you know, all the time again, you know, the Preston game, certainly, you know, there was no kind of cause for concern. It was 0-0. We were...
Dead even game.
We were easily the better team first half. And then it was always going to be a game where first goal ruled and, you know, Preston are a decent team and they managed the game very well. They got... You know, a couple of set pieces broke for them. They didn't do a lot to hurt us that night. And It was a strange game, and then you know, to go 2-0 up at QPR on Saturday, and you know, worst case scenario, you're thinking, oh crack, you know, a point, you know, they get one back, you know, just before half time, and you're thinking, okay, you know, at least get a point, but to, you know, it could have been 7 or 8 as well. That's the disappointing thing. We didn't. It's the first time really under the new manager where we've kind of, you know, we've absolutely capsized, to be honest. So they're very worrying, and the worst team we could probably play is on Saturday is Cardiff, because they're very, we struggle with set pieces and balls put into the box, and that's what they thrive on. They're a big team, so it's very difficult. We've got to take something from Saturday, because I think the other teams down the bottom play each other as well. So, you know, 1, 2, 3, or 4 teams, if we lose Saturday, may pick up points on us.
Well, this is it. And now all of a sudden, we're going back from talking about the games when the pressure's back on the team, back on the boys. Because we have to get something now. We need these points because we want to, you know, start stretching that gap again, getting that light at the end of the tunnel, seeing a little bit of cushion between the sides. But on those back-to-back defeats and the other teams winning around you, obviously Charlton winning up at Forest, the City Ground, was massive. And and that's what made everyone so tightly knitted once again. But on that Preston game, it was so dead even, you know, even Stoke being a better team, but Preston coming away with 3 points, you know, sort of Stoke not clearing their lines and Preston managing to snatch at those chances. But there was a little bit of handbags in the game. I've seen on social media as well a little bit of sauce, a little bit of spice between the two sets of fans. McLean and Pearson had a little number, and it's sort of Stoke haven't sort of gone back after that, have they?
No, I mean, there's I think James McLean had a bit of a fallout at Preston earlier in the season as well, whether that was you know, something to do with that. And then, you know, they disrupted the game all night. They did it very well, especially when they went 1-0 up. You know, the referee kind of, you don't want to blame the referee, you know, it sounds like sour grapes, but they, you know, they killed a lot of our attacks at birth. We had a couple of players who were, you know, pretty seriously injured. That's not because of Preston. I'm not saying it is because of what they did. But we had a couple of players injured, not because of that game, but the future, with McLean out for a while and Verlinden, who's out for the season, like I say. So, yeah, Preston were very good at what they did. Like I say, they didn't go out to injure players. They killed the game when they needed to. They managed the game very well, very similar to kind of what we used to do as well. But like I say, probably more important than even the 3 points in a way was the fact that McLean, who's been one of our, you know, better players this season, also one who's always up for the fight, he's out now. And also Verlinden, who came in on the left-hand side that night to replace him, got an ACL injury as well, which was right by me. Like I say, it was a foul, but it was nothing to do with a foul. I mean, it was how he landed. So, yeah, it was very, very disappointing evening, to be honest.
Yeah, it was a disappointing evening, and that was followed by a very disappointing day down in the capital on the weekend. You know, got to say, absolutely cruising, Anthony. 2-0 up, and I know there was 4 goals in 11 minutes, but at 2-0 up, you got to be thinking, well, we're home and dry here. And I've got to be honest, I've watched the game, you know, I'm thinking about it, I watched the press conferences after, I still can't work out how Stoke have gone on and lost this game.
I thought we were poor Saturday. I think even before they'd had a couple of chances. They created a lot against us, to be honest. Second half, we never came out as well. The deficiencies earlier in the season was, it seemed mentally, that whenever a team scored against us, we go to pieces. And I thought the new manager kind of got us out of that. And, you know, that resurfaced again on Saturday. You know, as soon as QPR got back to 2-1 before half-time, I think there's a Stoke fan alive who thought we'd win it. That's just what, you know, being a Stoke fan's about. But to capitulate, I mean, QPR hadn't scored a goal in the whole of February before Saturday. Scored 4, could have scored 7 or 8. The whole of the back four were awful. The keeper, well, he made some decent saves, didn't really instill any confidence. I think goals 3 and 4, he needs to have a look at himself as well. And, you know, it's, like I say, losing matches when you're at the bottom is something you kind of expect at times. But, you know, when you're getting hammered by teams who are in a poor run of form, that's very, very worrying. And like I say, the Preston game was just one of those games. Like I say, they scored first, managed the game well, silenced the crowd once they went 1-0. Saturday was a real worry, and it'll be very interesting to see how they come back from that on this weekend.
Yeah, always important to see a reaction from the side, a bounce back, in games. We want to see that. We need to see that, because we said the pressure's back on them. And I know you said, look, the team weren't very good. They were poor, in fact, on the weekend. But it is the way they folded, capitulated. And these are the games, and these are the results, Anthony, that make the difference, because a team like QPR haven't scored in February. They then go and concede four goals. They put four past Stoke with 2-0 up. And any game that you're leading 2-0 in, you need to hold on. And we don't want to look back in at the end of the season. And it's these games that are the difference.
Yeah, I mean, I interviewed Ryan Shawcross about 6 ago for the mag, and we miss him massively. Absolutely huge. You know, he's a brilliant defender. The fact that he's on the pitch at 2-0. A little bit of leadership and game management, you win the game. You know, at 2-0, Preston gave us a sniff, and that's what we should have done on Saturday as well. You know, get men behind the ball, get your shape. The goals they scored as well were, you know, no goals are good to give away, but they're not pinging 25 yarders in against us to score. No one is. The last 6 goals we conceded in the week, Preston and QPR, were all, I think, scored within 8, 9, 10 yards. And
well, this is it.
Yeah, and you know, teams aren't breaking us down. The shape of the back four on Saturday was absolutely awful. The goals we conceded, players getting drawn to the ball, leaving a man open. Very, very basic defensive stuff. So, I personally think that if we can get Ryan Shawcross back, and if he plays 7 or 8 games between now and the end of the season, we stay up. If he doesn't, I think it's a 50-50 toss of the coin, because you could literally drop the whole back four after Saturday and the keeper.
Yeah, well, you're saying you're missing Shawcross. Obviously, we know of his impact, but you have made a couple of other signings. We're wanting them to make a big impact. What have you made of, obviously, Chester and the Spurs lad that joined?
The Spurs lad's not had any minutes, so it's pretty hard to judge him. And I don't think he played in the under-23s at West Ham this week as well, which probably means he'll be on the bench on Saturday. Chester is a quality player. I was surprised, I mean, not seen him play for a while, how kind of small he looks on the pitch for a centre-half. Mm-hmm. And while he's undoubtedly decent on the ball, do we need somebody who's got a little bit more size about them in the Championship and who can bully attackers a little bit? That's where Preston's 2 centre-halves are outstanding. I thought they were really good. Chester hasn't made the best start. To be honest, wanted a little bit more leadership off him on the pitch, a little bit more presence. Jordan Thompson came to us from Blackpool as well, and he's only really he played on Saturday, came on a little bit as well in the Charlton game, so he's not seen a great deal of him yet. So, to be honest, the struggle is that I really don't know what team he's going to pick on Saturday. I don't know what he's going to do with Evan knows what he'll do with a back four. And the keeper. I think he'll keep Jack Bulland in goal, but he hasn't been particularly good this season for us. Federici, who is a 7 out of 10 goalkeeper, but he's a steady Eddie, and I think that's possibly what they need. I'd possibly be calling him in on Saturday. And like I say, heaven knows what he's going to do with the back four. They were literally, all four of them Saturday were awful. And like I say, if you know, the interesting thing will be is if Cardiff score first, how they react, because the last 2 games they've gone back to the mode of not knowing what to do really and having no leadership when they go behind, or it slightly goes against us.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's going to be a key game on the weekend. Always a pleasure to be joined by you, Anthony. Really appreciate you not only giving us some time, but coming on the Stoke City Fan Show. Make sure you check out Anthony from the Duck Magazine, because like you said, the interviews they get in the Stoke content, you're going to want to be part of that. But there is still time to be part of tonight's show, and we are joined by another special guest next.
Love Sport.
You're listening to the Stoke City Fan Show on Love Sport Radio with me, Charlie Hawkins. What a first half we had. Always a pleasure to speak to Anthony. Just so much insight on the team. And you know what? fair play to him. Didn't pull any punches, did he? Said, you know, we weren't good enough in those last two games. We've allowed ourselves to be pulled back into that relegation dogfight. And we, you know, the pressure falls on us now. That expectation is there. They need to start getting points. Still time to have your say tonight. Tweet us at Love Sport Radio or call us 0208 7020 558. Well, I'm now delighted. It is a new fan, a new voice that joins us on the Stoke City Fan Show. You know why? Because we want you guys, this is the show, these are the fan shows, to have your say, a station giving you the chance. And I'm delighted to say this time, Harry McArdle from Stoke Hub joins us now at the hub of all things Stoke. What a delight to get him on. Harry, firstly, thank you for joining us and being part of tonight's show. I know there's a team of you. We're going to get you more on in the future. But overall, not the greatest season for Stoke. What are you making of it?
Well, I think under O'Neill, we've definitely had a reignition. Like, we obviously under Nathan Jones, we were woeful. Mm. I think O'Neill has definitely steadied the ship. The first game, Barnsley 4-2, we obliterated them. But since he came in, we've steadied the ship, as I said. But the last few games, you know. If I'm going from Christmas, we weren't the best. I thought we were going to get relegated, I won't lie. But, yeah, the last game, obviously, we had Preston 2-0 down with Preston's Alex Neil's anti-football, as you could say. But, yeah, I just don't think it's been the best, really.
It hasn't been the best, but we know, obviously, Michael O'Neill, he did bring in that sort of new manager bounce, it was a breath of fresh air, wasn't it, for the team? And we did see a spike in results, a little bit positive upturn, and they've signed, kind of, it was, you know, one step forward, two steps back at the minute.
Yeah, I think, well, we've been scoring goals. I don't think scoring goals is a problem. Well, recently, we've been scoring 4+ goals, as you say, but, like, But definitely the fresh taste of the team, I think, you know. But it's just the overpaid experienced players that we've bought in that have let us down, like Danny Bart, Jack Butland, not too much under Michael O'Neill, but under Nathan Jones, 100%. We seem dominant and we just throw it away. We can't seem to hold results at the moment.
Yeah, and when you made that appointment, Michael O'Neill, at the time, obviously, was it an appointment you were pleased with? Were you thinking, this is a shrewd appointment? I like what he's done on the international scene, and I think he is the man to take us forward. Because, let's not forget, Nathan Jones was a man that was given plenty of time. Unfortunately, it didn't work out for him, but it does seem that this has been a good appointment.
I'm going to be honest, when he was first brought in, I didn't know much about him. I just, you know, Northern Ireland manager, obviously, he's brought them up in the ranks. You know, they've done quite well. But Nathan Jones, on the other hand, he got promoted with Luton and that. But it was brilliant on the upside. He had a good, positive first result, 4-2 away at Barnsley. It was looking up. But then I think, as I can remember, we got two losses on the bounce, I think it was, something like that. But yeah, it's been quite a whirlwind, to be fair. We win one week and we're not consistent enough, I don't think.
No, they're not consistent. Obviously, we were hoping that they were sort of turned a corner after Christmas because they went on this little unbeaten run. And like I said earlier on in the show, we thought Stoke were through it. Well, I did, maybe naively so. For you now, they're in the midst of this fight. Are they safe? What do you make of this relegation race?
Well, I'm going to be honest with you, I'll be serious. I don't think we can stay up. We haven't got leadership in that team. We haven't got leadership since Ryan Shawcross's absence. Like, we haven't got anything. There's nothing. James Chester, who's been bought in, I think I overhyped him a bit at the Charlton game. I made too much of him. In Bruno, there's obviously Danny Bohr and Tommy Smith. They played absolutely woefully on Saturday. I just don't see us getting out of it, if I'm being honest.
I can't believe you've said that, Harry. Obviously, you're being so honest, but we see this, don't we, from the Premier League. Then that trap door, you know, you see the teams that, you know, arguably the best side on paper, they've spent the budget, and then they go through that trap door to League One. Really sad if that happens with Stoke, although I do think they will be safe. They've got too much. I know you can never say that, but just quickly for you, because the first time speaking on the show, Harry, we're really glad that you're now part of the team. When did your love affair with Stoke begin and you and all the team at Stoke Hub get involved in, and what is it that you and your guys do?
Well, Stoke Hub, we created it about a year and a half ago. something like that, just as we went down from the Prem. But basically, Stoke Hub is just a way to deliver news on all platforms. We sort of put a podcast of our own, and we've abandoned that since. But yeah, it's just obviously a way to get news out to the fans.
Yeah, and that's it. And this is the voice for the fans, and you're across them all. You're connecting with them. Obviously, it is two big games then. I know you're not hoping for much because you're worried. Where is that leadership coming from in the dressing room? It is Cardiff. They're having a good time at the minute. Another team that also made a managerial change halfway through the season. What's your predictions for the Cardiff game?
Well, they drawn 2-1 with Wigan on Saturday, didn't they? So... I'm interested to see, as say we went a goal down before off time, we don't seem to be able to respond to going down. The players' heads go down. As I say, with that leadership quality that we had with Ryan, I just don't think that's in the core of the team anymore. James Chester or Danny Bort, you could say, but without Ryan Shawcross, we've got nothing in that defence. Mm-hmm.
What about the other leaders? Because they're not young anymore, you know. Jack Butland, look at the games he's played. Look at Ince, you know. And we can say certain other of the youngsters stepping up. You've even got Allen in the middle of the park. What about their leadership?
I think Butland's... He's definitely improved as of recent, because, as I say, under Nathan Jones, he was... His confidence was zero.
We were expecting him to leave, weren't they? They signed Barnsley's stopper as a replacement almost.
Yeah, Adam Davies, he's only had one game, and that was against Brentford in the Cup.
In the Cup, yeah. He can't even force out Federici.
No, I dig up Federici. I quite like Federici. I mean, he is a brilliant keeper. He's definitely championship level, as he was at Bournemouth previously in the Prem. I think he's miles ahead of Butland, but I can't see. But obviously, I don't want to put Butland down, but, you know.
Yeah, he was the big name, you know. England international prospect Butland. He had a downturn in form. Hopefully, it will kick on, because he has stayed at Stoke for one reason or another. I know you're saying you prefer Federici to Davis as well. Interesting out of play out. Just on those two games, because it's Blackburn as well next week. Two big games. Blackburn going well. What's your two score predictions? How many points? Two questions, really, then, Harry. How many points do you think Stoke will get? But from those games, how many points do they need realistically?
From the two, realistically, we need 4 points. I'd say 4 points. Obviously, ideally, we could do with all six, but I doubt it's going to happen. Obviously, Blackburn, which is midweek, I think, they've lost Bradley Dack. I can't, you know, they have been on a good run of four, I think. I haven't really been keeping up, but for the Luton game, no, not the Luton game, the Cardiff game, I'd say 1-1. I can't see us taking much from the game. And the Blackburn game, I can see a 1-0 win to us, if I'm being honest.
Well, I'll be honest, Harry, you're telling me down there at the minute 3 points from obviously 3 points, that cushion to the relegation zone. You get 4 points there, and Cardiff and Blackburn, I think that's a very, very good return and a good points tally.
100%. If we get 4 points from that, we've got to be wary of the teams around us. Obviously, Barnsley getting that good 3-0 win against Fulham, I believe, on Coley Woodrow getting the goals, but... It just depends on around us, as I say. We've got to be wary of that. But then again, we've got to focus on ourselves. We've got to focus on getting the points that move us up the table, because we're not in the right position where we should be.
Yeah, the points to move up the table, the next rung in the ladder. Well, either way, Harry, there's no Stoke City fan show next week, because obviously Stoke are playing. You'll be at the game. But if you do get those results, you're coming on the week after and you're going to kick it off, and hopefully we'll have that happy, positive reaction. Harry, really appreciate you coming on then. Harry McArdle from Stoke Hub, a new fan and a new voice to the show. It's what we do best. But Stoke in desperate dire need of the points. When will they get them? Either way, they need them, and it is Cardiff and Blackburn next. We will be back in 2 weeks' time with a Stoke City fan show.
Delilah. Thanks for downloading this podcast from Love Sport Radio. For more, go to lovesportradio.com for all the latest podcasts, news, and views. Or for more, follow us at Love Sport Radio on Twitter.